Number 15, describe the interrelationships among the components of these three distinctions among the measures and behaviors studied by researchers. This is a study question. It's about seeping you in the language, seeping you in the process that experts use to evaluate and design research. The very first thing I noticed that so many of them were doing is they were just jotting down little things on the way through reading a story problem or reading a research article. And I said, what are you doing? He says, well, I'm keeping track of the variables. Now, eventually, we want to get to question 16, which is the really important part about the nature of the variables and their role in a study. But if you haven't sort of figured out what the variables are and how they are operated on in the study, you can't figure out how they give back to that study control or confounds. And so the first two, constants versus variables and measured versus manipulated, those two together capture just about every way that a variable can become data or can become considered. Every variable is either a constant or a variable. And before the study, it's sort of hard to figure out if something's a constant or a variable. You may, by intent, only run females. Or you may, when you're all done, realize you only ran psych majors without ever intending to. So we have to look at whether what we ended up with is a variable or a constant, and also whether it's measured or manipulated. How do we get the value for each person? Because whenever you measure something, there's some uncertainty. Less with some variables than with others. I mean, if I ask somebody their age, I'm pretty sure they get that right. Right? If I ask them a bunch of self-report questions that tell me about their emotional maturity, I worry a little more. If I manipulate something so that I know that you had 9 practices, I'm pretty sure. If I ask you how many times you practiced, especially if I didn't warn you I was going to ask you, I'm a little less sure. So the measured manipulated is part of measurement validity, as well as part of the control that's going to eventually lead to internal validity. So the idea is that we take anything we run across in a study and break it into one of 4 categories based on whether it's a constant, a variable, measured, or manipulated. Now we're ready to start thinking about how that variable behaves in the study. And one of the first distinctions is trying to figure out if it's intended to be a cause or intended to be an effect or something else. For example, the causal variable has to be a variable. If everybody has the same IV condition, we're now doing a demonstration instead of a comparison. But the whole scientific process that we're basing all of this on uses comparisons, not demonstrations. So the cause really has to be a variable, and it really has to be manipulated. No other combination is acceptable as the intended cause. And so you look around and you tell me, well, I was looking at the effect that gender has on emotional maturity. So gender's your cause. Yeah, and bells and whistles go off. Because I'll just bet you that gender was a variable. They had both boys and girls. But I'll just bet you they didn't manipulate that. So talking about it as the causal variable is a problem. The effect, the DV, if you will, better be a variable. Because if everybody in the study ends up with the same outcome score, oops, and you have to be careful. Because this is both an issue of internal validity and external validity and measurement validity. If I gave all of you the math test that Margaret is taking today in the 4th grade, I would expect to not get much variability. Right? If I'm going to measure math in this group, I have to be careful what test I pick. I'm sure I could wander across the street and grab something from one of my friends who teaches, you know, third year differential calculus, and we'd also get a constant score among us. On the other end. Okay? So the dependent variable really has to be a variable, and we have to remind ourselves that that effect is also something we measure. And so accuracy, validity, reliability, standardization, all the things we'll teach you about measurement later come into play. So it really is worthwhile as you go through to ask yourself, is it a variable or a constant? Is it measured or manipulated? Because those things are going to become important soon.